What's up to all my creators and freelancers out there? This is Nathan with another episode of Freelance Jumpstart TV. I'm here with my good friend Obina Okongwu, and he's going to tell you a story about value and something that happened to him that relates to this episode. But we're going to talk about and dive into your overall value as a freelancer in the service you're providing, as well as understanding what your value is worth. Okay, so there's a bit of a backstory here. I needed Obina's help really just to explain what was happening. So one day, Obina called me in a bit of a panic. He was panicking because he went on Google and saw that his site was marked as hacked. So it said something harmful was coming from his website, something like that. And he contacted me directly, but I want you to hear directly from him. So what happened, and you know, how did you feel whenever you found this happened?
So a couple months ago, I woke up checking my email and I see that I have an email from Google. And I opened that email and it said that your site may contain harmful or malicious content. So I was like, well, really? So I went to cakewalkfilms.com, and underneath the link to my website, it says your site may be hacked. So I instantly get in a panic and I'm, you know, freaking out, because when you click on the link to my site, there's a big red screen that pops up saying your site may have malicious content. And this wasn't the first time it had happened. This was the second time it had happened, the previous time before. And at that point, I was thinking, and I was like, who would be the best person to get advice from on how to proceed with this? And the first time I had called Nathan. And so the second time I decided to call Nathan again to see how should I proceed with this, and what was the best remedy in order to clear my site of all of this malicious content, and how should I protect my site going forward knowing that it had been hacked previously before.
Yeah. So basically what happened was when I finally got in there, Obina contacted me. He was a little panicked. He was a little pushy too. He was somewhat like, hey, what's going on? Hey, man, my site's hacked. I need your help. Hey, man. And I was just like, all right, slow down. What's going on? So pretty much I got his information. I was able to go and look at the code for his website. And I did see and confirm, yes, it was hacked. So what was happening was when people visited his website, there was some malicious code in there that redirected people to a whole other website for more malicious code. So it was somewhat of what they call malicious code, malware, or a phishing site, just trying to get information from people illegally. But when I did see that, I noted it. I said, hey, yeah, it is hacked, and we need to move on to the next step of getting all this code out there. So the couple steps to take would be, well, one, we could have just said, hey, let's just delete all your code and put a fresh copy of that code. Problem is, we didn't know what was really hacked exactly, what files and what wasn't. So another option could have been, hey man, just start over, you know, start over. But that's kind of, blowing up everything is not the best solution, so we weren't going to do that. So another way would just be, okay, well, let's go in and find, anytime we see this malicious code, let's go through and just delete it individually. But that can be sort of tedious. Anyway, so we went forward and I told him what to do. It involved getting a brand new theme, because he was using WordPress, a brand new theme, and installing that in and overriding all of the bad code and deleting those files and putting the brand new code there. So I believe that's what we did. It was some hangups because he couldn't get the theme right away, right? You bought the theme from somebody.
Right. So yeah, I had bought, I wasn't very familiar with how to use WordPress in detail, so I wasn't able to create my own site. So I tried to look for a theme that was appropriate for the this sort of subcategory that I was in my industry. And I found a good website that had great themes that were easily customizable. And so I bought the theme, which the theme really didn't come with any, you know, support. So it's kind of like you buy the theme and you're not really on your own, but the support is there, but it's not immediate, which is something that I needed at that time. So I bought the theme, I put it into WordPress, and, you know, I really just went with it with, you know, basic knowledge of what to do, how to update my site, how to edit my site, and things of that nature.
Yeah, so it was interesting because this was the second time I started to wonder, was it the theme or was it something else? Not really sure, but, you know, long story short, solved the problem. However, some time was lost, right? Obina site was down at least like 2.5 days or so, something like that. Yeah. But it was the whole process of installing the website, getting it backed up, getting it cleared in Google so it can be activated again. And then we just were going to move him to a brand new platform away from where he was. But we had to get Google to take off the warning first before we could even do that. So we had to solve the problem. So really, there is a value to what Obina was missing out on, you know, for his business by his website being down. So let's just say, well, I don't know what the real numbers are, so let's just speak hypothetically if we can.
Yeah,
so for example, let's speak hypothetically. So hypothetically speaking, just how many inquiries would you say you get a month, or how does that really go?
So, I mean, we'll throw out a number since, I mean, there's 30 days in a month. We'll say one a day, so 30.
One a day. Okay, yeah. So 30 inquiries a month. So for your industry, you know, doing films and all that, what would you say is like the conversion rate? So you get a certain amount of inquiries, but you only book a certain amount. So what is like that percentage if you knew?
So I would say, I mean, traditionally in the film industry, when you're contracting out people, a good conversion rate, a pretty decent conversion rate would be about 20%. So maybe 5 people contact you, you convert one of those.
Okay, so let's just say a month, right? Because one a day, hypothetically. So hypothetically, if we apply that conversion rate to example we're giving, we could say maybe 6 people a month would book, right?
Right.
So for the sake of this conversation, let's attach some values to that. So let's say each client Obina gets, he charges them $3,000, right? Hypothetically. So he charges them $3,000. If he gets 6 in a month, that's $18,000.
Right.
Is my math right?
Yeah, your math is right.
Okay, so that's $18,000. Mm-hmm. And there's 30 days in a month. So if we did that math, it breaks it down to about $600 a day.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, hypothetically speaking, you know, Obino's potentially losing $600 a day by his site not being active. So I said it took about 2.5 days to resolve. So you can easily say, okay, 600 here, 600 there. We're already over 1,000, right? As far as like the detriment to his website, because he needs a certain amount of inquiries just to book a certain amount of people. That's just how it goes. So with that being said, the longer the site is not active, the more money Obina is potentially losing. So I remember everything got fixed in about 2.5 days or so. Everything got fixed, back up and running. The warning was taken out for Google. Not only that, we migrated Obina to a brand new platform on Squarespace, and it was a lot better for him. It just worked out better and he was happy. But here's the funny thing. I said, hey, well, everything's good, up and running. Cool, right?
Yeah.
But I think you wanted to give me something.
Right. So, I mean, we had basically the solution was to migrate to a different web, different host, per se. And we both concluded that Squarespace would be the best host, which has worked great, by the way. So thanks, Squarespace.
Yeah.
And because of all the work that Nathan did, I mean, I wanted to obviously pay him for the work that he had done, because the work that he had done was very pertinent and very important to what I needed to have done in you know, resolving the website. So I said, Nathan, you know, let me give you some money. Let me pay you for your services. And I said, you know, does $300 sound okay, you know? And at that time, Nathan told me,
yeah, he said, hey, how about $300? I said, no, don't worry about it. It's perfectly fine. You're my friend. I fixed it. Don't worry about it. It's all good. But because he was willing to offer me something, I was a little curious. So I asked, okay, so not $300. You don't have to pay anything. But how much would you have paid if like this problem just persisted? So if it went beyond 2.5 days and just got worse and you weren't able to fix it, what would you pay? Like,
so then I thought, you know, this was a really crucial problem in my business, and it was really important that it got solved as soon as possible. So after looking at the work that Nathan did, and if there needed to be more work done at that point, I would have paid Nathan up to $1,000, you know, to fix this, because it was really important that he get done in a timely manner, which it had been done in a timely manner. So I felt that Nathan's services deserved a payment of at least $1,000, based off of what he had done and the money that he has saved my business.
Cool. Yeah. So what is the point of this whole story and bringing Obina in today and talking about this? It's simply this. You need to understand what your value is, and you need to understand what is it worth. But not only what is it worth to you, what might it be worth to someone else and the clients that you're serving? So Obina offered $300. Now, as my friend, I said, nah, don't worry about it. It's fine. But I was curious. He was willing to pay $1,000 for it if the problem persisted. Now, if you think about the example we gave earlier, you know, throwing out some hypothetical numbers and all that, you know, he was potentially losing $600 a day. So really, if his site is down for more than 2 days, he's losing money. He might as well just pay out that $1,000 and get it over with and get it fixed so he can go back to getting inquiries and booking clients that he needs to book. So pretty much take the time to think about what it is that you're offering, and are you truly recouping the value? I mean, in an earlier video, I talked about perception is reality. The fact that whatever it is you're charging, there's other people who may be charging more and are doing the same thing, but they're going for a different audience and they have a different perception. Don't let what you're bringing to the table be perceived as less valuable based on your price.
And the key here really is your perceived value, because you never want to really understate what your value is and what value you're bringing to your customer. So you have to really understand what kind of service you're bringing and how it's going to affect their business. Because some people have businesses that lose money by the minute, not even by the day, but by the minute. So you have to understand that you're bringing a valuable service to them and a valuable solution to them. So never understate what your value is to you, to yourself, or to the customer. Because at the end of the day, the value that you perceive may be totally different than the value they perceive.
So just remember this, understanding what your value is, it's a process. And like I mentioned, I did a previous video where I undervalued myself. So it takes time, enjoy the process, but just understand as time goes along, you're getting better, right? So your price should adjust accordingly to the knowledge that you've increased. So thank you for checking out this particular episode. I greatly appreciate it. Thank you, Obina, for joining me for this video.
No problem.
Where can people go online to check you out?
So you can go online at www.cakewalkfilms.com. You can also go to Instagram, and it's Cakewalk Films. And you can also go to Facebook /Cakewalk Films.
Okay, that's you're promoting everything. All right. Well, as always, there are show notes for this particular episode. So there'll be a link right here. Go to that particular link, click, type it in, and you'll see all the notes for this particular episode, even where you can check out some of Obina's work. And you can even see his site, the new site now, how it looks that he's happy with. If you have a question or a particular topic you want to see me cover, feel free to ask the question on Twitter. You can find me at Nathan Elote on Twitter. Tweet me directly. I'll be happy to answer your question, or contact me directly through my site, whatever works best for you. And until the next episode, I will catch you in the next one. See ya.
Leave the links here, here, here.
Yo, until the next one, see you later. Yeah.